Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in once again to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. It sure is a joy to be able to come to you daily by the way of the radio, and we appreciate you tuning in. We've got the Justice family up. They're going to be singing now, Beyond the Sunset for Me, and I pray that it's going to be a blessing to your soul and to your heart. Here's the Justice family as they sing now on their 50th anniversary CD.
My soul is now thrilling with joy he is feeling when I think of what's over life's sea. Our loved ones are waiting, they're now congregating beyond the sunset for me. Standing on the shore by the landing beyond the sunset for me.
Thank God. Amen. Beyond the sunset for me. Hallelujah. I appreciate that good song from the Justice family. And now we've got Brother Tim Henderson. Amen. Evangelist Tim Henderson. He's going to come up and finish that about that dove. Amen. That rock dove he's been preaching on and Jesus and the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Here's Brother Tim Henderson.
If we want to change in our churches, we're going to have to live like we want to change. There's a reason why Sammy Allen went across these land preaching on the Spirit-filled life, because that's how we're going to have revival, the Spirit-filled life. You ever heard these old preachers? They can just talk to you, these old saints of God. They can just stand up and say a few words, and some old-timers say they spit out gold nuggets. They're spitting out seeds, and God watered and gave the increase, and many of you got fruit off of the seeds of their life, didn't you? Preacher! I have received fruit based on seeds that come out of a Spirit-filled believer. Raise your hand. Ain't you glad for that? Not everybody compromised. Not everybody settled for lukewarm Christianity. Some people said, I want to walk in the Spirit. I want that dove. All through the Bible, and I'm finishing, the Spirit is a comforter. Christ sent it up to the Father, and he said, Lord, I leave a comforter. I'm glad that Spirit acts as a comforter. Also, now I normally preach expository. I'm just preaching a topical message on that Spirit being likened to a dove, okay? If you don't like it, you just tell Brother Youngblood. He probably won't care. He loves me. Also, the Spirit of God acts as a calmer. Sometimes he calms the storm, but I love it when he calms me. Other times, now this can take a deep turn now, just preaching biblically what the Spirit of God is. Other times it's a corrector. I'm glad Daddy don't let me do what I want to do. I'm glad when I'm a spoiled brat, Daddy wears me out. That man, chastiser. He don't want his children living like the devil's children, as the old preacher said. Chastisement. He corrects me. A lot of times he's a corrector. I'm thankful for that. But I want to give you this, and I'm finished. Something else that the dove does in her life. And I want to say this. Churches need to get back to the doctrine of the Spirit of God. That's just a doctrine as hell is. That's just a doctrine as sanctification is. That is just as much as a doctrine as justification is. Sometimes we think about the Spirit-filled life because it's more convenient and comfortable to live by our fleshly desires and our fleshly comforts. It's not comfortable living the Spirit-filled life. It's not comfortable following that dove. I want to remind you, nothing points others to Christ like that dove. The sun being in the water, okay, there's people in the water all the time. Let me borrow your mind. Can I tell you what really got their attention? What really opened their eyes where they can hear the order of it? Christ was in the water. Right? Sunday school, Christ was in the water. The Spirit of God descending like a dove. Then God spoke. Why did it happen in that order? Because he stepped in the water, they really didn't think nothing about it. There's people stepping in the water all the time. The Spirit of God descended on him, likened into a dove. It woke them up and got their attention where they can hear the voice of God clearly. Nothing will wake this lost and dying world up that's sleeping on God. Nothing will wake up church members that's sleeping on God like us getting so full of the Spirit of God that it will prepare them and get their attention. You hear me? Where they can hear the voice of God. That's all the Spirit of God did was all it did was get their attention where they can hear the voice of God. We get so full of the Spirit, we'll get the world's attention. This hypocritical, living on the fence lifestyle ain't helping nobody. It ain't helping them, and it's not helping the church. But when the Spirit of God is evident in the life of a believer, it will get their attention to where they'll want to hear the voice of God. They'll be accepting to the voice of God. But here's something, just in case you're going through something. I covered different things, what the Spirit of God is through this dove. And I'm so glad that it convicts me that a dove and a pelican and an eagle points more towards God than I do. And those birds don't have souls. Ain't that something? I'll give you one last thing. In old days when there was a war, if there was an explosion and 20 or 30 men died and they found their bodies and two went missing, they'll write the family and said there was an explosion. Just about all the platoon died. And your son was missing in action. So since 20 died and two missing, we'll just assume we can't find his body and he's dead. That's what they write and say the family. They probably put it in nicer terms than I did. But this is what happens. Every now and then, once in a blue moon, one will come back to base that they already reported dead. And they write back to the family. And they had a certain wax seal. And that wax seal looked like gold. And they stamped that letter. And to let them know that it will be everything's all right. The stamp on that letter was a stamp of a dove. There's been times in my life where everything was all wrong. Where the bottoms fall out. You ever heard when it rains, it pours? And you're asking God why, and you're asking God when, and it's just one thing after another, and you're just going through it, friend. But I'm glad that dove, that Spirit of God, will let you know that everything is all right when the storm's raging, when the waves are going over your head. The Spirit of God will let you know everything's all right It's not as bad as you think. It was a false report. Everything's okay. My everything in my life said all wrong, but the Spirit of God said everything will be all right. Hallelujah. How's your relationship with the Spirit of God? Huh? Have you been thinking about it? Preacher, through this message, I realize I've not been following the Spirit of God like I should. I ain't been Spirit-filled. I've not been walking in the Spirit like I should, and I think that's hindering my church. Can you raise your hand, be honest with yourself, and say, Preacher, I'm not walking in the Spirit like I should. Won't you raise your hand? Hands over the house. Won't you come pray? Altar's open. Anybody need the altar this morning? Lord, deal with your heart on anything? What about, how's your relationship with that dove? Is the raven got priority or the dove? Maybe you want to come to the altar and thank him and say, Lord, thank you for the Spirit of God that took me to Calvary. The attitude of gratitude is a blessing. Won't you come thank him? Thank you, Lord, for when everything was all wrong, the dove, the Spirit of God, let me know that everything was all right. Won't you come thank him? I don't know why the Lord wants me to sing this song. We don't have nothing to do with my message. Sam, man, can you turn the piano mic on, please? I'll use this mic to sing. Me and my wife's going to sing one during the altar call. I don't know what it is. Some of y'all might have think about quitting. Maybe throwing in the towel when the dove tells you to keep on going. You know, Jeremiah said, Lord, I ain't going to mention your name no more. He got hurt down at the house of God, and he put a period, which means he's done. He's quit. Everything is over. Then it said very rarely he put a conjunction after that, but he said, but your word was like a fire burning in my bones. Let's sing it, honey. You've deceived me, Lord, you've done me wrong. I've been out here preaching faithfully since you left me all alone. So I said I would not speak or mention your name at all, but your word was like a fire burning in my bones, and I can't quit when there's a fire burning in my soul. Sometimes I want to lay it down. He gives me strength to carry on. I know while on this battlefield, sometimes we'll face. I can't quit when there's a fire burning in me. We're going to sing this last verse, and we're going to hand it to Brother Eddie.
So many are quitting. They're laying down the sword. They've gone weary in this battle. We are fighting for our Lord.
But when I think of what he did on the cross of Calvary, I pick up the blood-stained banner and march with the redeemed. And I can't quit when there's a fire burning in my soul. Sometimes I want to lay it down. He gives me strength to carry on, and I know while on this battlefield, sometimes we'll face defeat, and I can't quit when there's a fire burning in me.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.